considero. So, tell me why you've chosen to perform the music of Leonard Bernstein on West Side Story, and especially on the trombone.
Because he's an utterly brilliant composer, and he actually wrote specifically quite a lot for the trombone, and obviously not necessarily in West Side Story, but he's a composer I admire for his knowledge of trombone music, and I really like the show West Side Story and the music from it. So it sort of fit that a composer I liked wrote music I liked that.
How have you found then performing on the trombone, you know, because they're songs, so what challenges have you had performing on the trombone, you know, when you're performing what a singer would perform?
The key thing is dynamics. I mean, the performance aspects of them. When a singer has the singer has the lyrics that help them put forward the emotions that are going through the singer's head at that point. Whereas, obviously, as a trombonist, you're not playing the lyrics, so it's hard to sort of transfer that emotion.
Can you elaborate on that or demonstrate that somehow?
Yes, okay. So, for example, in Maria, the lyrics are sing it loud when there's music playing, and then sing it soft and it's almost like praying. So that literally suggests it's going incredibly loudly and then very quietly. So, where is that bit?
You can usually understand, you can perform over there, that's fine. Rather than, yeah, do that. Do you want to tell me where that is, roughly?
I'll try to find it. Okay, at bar 41.
And what is that? So how does that interpret the lyrics?
So the first bit is literally is suggesting that he could sing the name Maria loudly when there's music playing, and then softly. So he's declaring his love for Maria, and
right, excellent. At the bottom of Maria, by the way, you've got the word, or the phrase, or the dynamic, whatever it is, apiacere, piacere, what does that mean?
Played lightly.
Okay. So, come back now, you've chosen somewhere, as Jim Bright and Maria Nixon relate, how did that influence, or how is what you've listened to? Have you listened to trombone versions? Have you listened to vocal versions? How has that influenced your...
I've listened to the original soundtrack just because Bernstein handpicked the singers for it to express. The singers who sung it on the original soundtrack aren't the actors. He handpicked singers to play in the recordings. And he directed them himself, so it made sense to follow his direction in that sense by listening to those recordings. And I also listened to a recording he did in the 70s with operatic singers and compared the two, and I took influence mainly from the first recordings, which wasn't with opera singers, because they had much more of a almost normal tone, but a more subtle tone in their voices, whereas the operatic variety of the same songs was a lot broader and it was much more embellished and not to my style of playing. So I took much more influence from the original recordings.
Okay. It's interesting because you've chosen, why have you not chosen, you said Bernstein's done some trombone pieces, so why have you chosen not to include one of his an original trombone composition as opposed to, in fact, I suppose, a transcription, isn't it?
Because he didn't write many trombone pieces specifically for trombone, he only wrote one or two, and it wouldn't have really fit within a set theme, and I liked the idea of having all the music from West Side Story under one theme. And
why is that?
Because there's contrasting pieces within the same umbrella. So Maria and Somewhere are much more quiet and subtle, and you could say, more dramatic in a way. Whereas Tonight and Something's Coming have so much more energy and anticipation built into them. So I had the wide variety of performance aspects within the West Side Story without needing to branch out to any of the harder trombone stuff you wrote.
Excellent. Okay, well done. I thought that was very good. I think, on the market minute, I thought what you've done, the difference you've made was absolutely superb. There were very few splits. What I've done is, when you get this back next to it, and give this back time to go through your lesson, I've highlighted where you either split the note, but more importantly, where some of the tuning was a bit off. It's just on some of the longer notes.
Yeah.
But I think it was good. In the last piece, there is Something's Coming. I thought that was really good compared to what I heard a while back. The dynamic contrast is certainly getting there. I don't think it's all the way there, but it's getting there. Mm. You've just got to make some consistency with your accents.
Yeah.
Something that... is what you're doing. Even though it's quiet, it still needs a bit of an edge on the accents. And the other place, you're doing some note short. It was in that piece. It was somewhere where. In Tonight. Da 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 da. Yeah, where the bottom three lines. Da 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 da. You're going da 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 da. Da, da. Just make them slightly longer and sweeter because you're in effect making them staccato.
Okay.
In that. Da 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 da. Some of the places where you split notes are simply because of jumps.
Yeah, big jumps.
There's some things to work on. But I think how you interacted with Barbara was very good. How you. Your dynamic contrast, I thought, was, you know, a good 50% there. And. So this music is very heavily marked up in terms of Warmly, Dolce, Poco Rao. I thought a lot of that you did very well in. You could clearly pick out the markings and hear the markings in your performance. So well done.
Thank you.
Okay, well done.